Continuing in the laws of Maariv, it's brought down in a very short Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, Seder Tefilas Arvis. What exactly is the order of Maariv, which of course we're familiar with, and if you're not familiar with, you can take notes in a few minutes when we actually hear it. We know when it comes to Shacharis, we have Chazar Sashatz, Milcha, same thing. But says the Mechaber, Ein Shleach Sibur Chozer HaTefilah B'Tefilas Arvis. When it comes to Maariv, there is no repetition of the Shemona Esrei. And in the brackets, the Shulchan Aruch concludes by saying, the Siman concludes, V'Ein Noifon Al Pnehin L'Achar Arvis. Also, we do not say Tachnun at night either. So let's focus at least for the moment on the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, or the lack thereof. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the following. He says, the reason for this, she'ein tefilas arvis chova rak mitzvah. He doesn't use the language of reshus, which is can be mistranslated as optional, in which there's actually a dispute in the Gemara whether or not tefilas arvis is a chova, is an obligation. So the reality is that the Mishnah Berurah tells us that tefilas arvis is not a chova, does not have the same level of an obligation as shacharis and mincha do, which of course is one of the reasons is it represents the karbanos of the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bin arbayim. V'lo nischayev ba'adam. Technically, it's not something which a person is obligated to do. She'd starech hashliach tzibor lehotziyah yidei chovasa. This is actually quoting the words of the Rambam, that the whole purpose of the repetition, those people who don't have the capacity to actually say the Shemona Esrei themselves. So the Chazan does it on your behalf, and you are able to listen and have Kavana. So since the Chiyuv is not the same when it comes to Maariv, therefore it's not necessary for the Shemona Esrei to be repeated. V'yafil ha'idna. So does that mean, so we can leave after I speak after a few minutes? No Maariv tonight? No. Nowadays, de kavua chov. It has been established, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Arvis is an obligation. It's a chiv. It's something which we have to do, just as shachros and mincha. Mikom makom nonetheless. Well, olam min haga l'shav yachov k'dei latruche tzibura l'hachser hashliach tzibur b'tfila. We are not going to remove this idea. In fact, that it does not have, or didn't have, the same level of an obligation to require the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, which nowadays would just really be Tircha de Tzibura, because this is something which most of us are familiar with anyway, that we do say a private, quiet Shemona Esrei to ourselves. And therefore, for that reason, that's the idea, that even though we have an obligation to Daven Maariv, nonetheless, we do not say the repetition of the Shemona Esrei. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us a couple of important ideas over here. He says that when it comes to the Chazaras HaShatz, it's necessary that you should have a minyan, not just 10 people in a room, but 10 people that are actually going to be listening and able to respond to the repetition of the Shemona Esrei. Is that halacha the same when it comes to Maariv? In other words, you're the one who is the chazan, you're leading the davening, and it turns out that you finished, and you're not the last one to finish. So you turn around, and you see that there are some people that are davening, some people that aren't. Is it necessary to have 10 people that have finished the Shemona Esrei for you to be able to say the Kaddish? So this is what's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says, El Omer Acher Shemona Esrei Kaddish Deskabel, which of course we're familiar with. He says, Yapi Gedoli HaPoskim. He just uses this expression of numerous poskim are under the following lenient opinion. That he says that Dai Kishie Shisha Mespalin Shigamur Shemona Esrei. If you look around and you see that there are six people that completed their Shemona Esrei, Kadesh Yochalomer Hashas Kaddish, in order to be able to begin the Kaddish. That is, according to many of the poskim, that it's not necessary to have 10, but even if you would just have 6, and especially this is important, in the event that there's exactly 10, and perhaps there's some people that daven with a kavana that perhaps we all should be davening, and they daven much longer, for us to have to wait for that one person out of the 10 is not necessary. Is this what the Mishnah Berurah says? So he quotes The Mishnah Brura, which is found previously in Siman Nun Hey, he says, Sheesh machmirin, that there are those who are strict in this regard. Ad shehu shmona hamachshivin l'shatz, that there should at least be eight people that are able to listen to the Shliach Tzibur. So, certainly, the most strict opinion is eight, which means that if you would have exactly ten, and there would be one person that did not yet finish, that you don't have to wait for that person, which of course would cause that person also the distress, perhaps, of not being able to daven with the kavana that they are davening, that we should aspire to daven like. But rather, we can continue with the Kaddish, even though there are not 10 people in the room that actually finished. Okay, again, so there's different opinions. If there's six, there's eight, brings down cases of bidieved, l'chadchila. Certainly, again, when there's one person, it's not an issue. But though you should know, Gemara Tfilas Shmona Esrei, it's an interesting idea that you may see that when it comes to Shacharis and Mincha, when a person finishes their Shmona Esrei, instead of immediately taking their steps forward, there are those that wait until Kedusha. And then once the Kedusha begins, that's when they take their steps back and they recite Kedusha. He says that, well, obviously, there's no Kedusha because you're saying the Kaddish. So he brings down that those who have taken their three steps back and have said Oseh Shalom, Yeshua Hamtin V'lo Lachsolim Komo Ad Shi Yaschel Hashatz Kaddish, that there are those that will actually wait, just as one does by Shacharis and Mincha, for those that have the custom to do so, not to take their steps back, forward rather, until the Chazan begins the Kaddish. Shasat Chak Yamtin L'chol Pachos Kedei Shi'ur Hiluch Dald Amos. A person shouldn't just be very quick, but at least to wait for a moment or two, which is just enough time to walk 6 to 8 feet, which is only a second after you've taken your steps back, and to wait so as that you're not given the impression that you just want to rush through and just finish up the Shmona Esrei. But this is an interesting custom for those that wish to embrace that minhag if they don't already have such a custom. He furthermore brings down what happens in the event that a person made a mistake. Certain things of Mariv, there are certain insertions, excluding Alviyavo, which you do not have to repeat. But let's say it's Chol HaMoed, and you forgot to say for Pesach. So in that situation, you do have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. What happens if you're the Chazan? You made a mistake in that you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. What do? For you to start all over and to say a second Shmona Esrei, is that something which is necessary? So this is what he says. Right, exactly. He says, L'chein, im tov b'tfilas mariv, if you made a mistake, b'davar shemachzir noso, in an event that you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, chayv lachzul spala, you have to repeat it. Don't say, well, it's not an obligation like Shacharis Mincha. Kivan shekavu achol. Since we did, as the Mishnah Berurah said, establish it as an obligation, that we must do. Amma. Shatz. Shetov b'tfilaso, if you're the one leading the davening, yochol mer kaddish t'skabel, you should just say the Kaddish, the Acher Kach Yachzer Al Tefilas, which means after, obviously, the idea of Tirch D'Sibor. And this is how he says it, V'yakev HaKahal Lachz Tefilas L'Lifnei Kaddish L'Skab. We wouldn't want you to cause all these people to have to wait and to tarry until you've finished. Rather, you can say it afterwards.